Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Townsend Bailey, Director of Sustainability for North America for McDonald's. Back with Townsend in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
He's the Director of Sustainability for North America for McDonald's. Townsend Bailey is also a member of the Board of Directors for the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. McDonald's has been a part of the Roundtable since its inception, and Bailey indicates that it's important for McDonald's to be a player at the table of improving the sustainability story for all segments of the beef industry.
Beef is one of our iconic products. We're a proud hamburger company, and we're committed to working with the beef industry. Our customers want to know, that the brands that they support share their values. And so one way that we demonstrate that is by working with the beef industry and to support continuous improvement on sustainability topics. And we know that it's not going to be no single one player is going to address these shared topics of concerns, whether it's climate change, water, animal welfare. And so it's going to require all of us, and that's why efforts like the Roundtable are so important, to make sure that multiple views throughout the entire value chain are represented and at the table as we kind of plot the path forward.
You've kind of been through in this process for a while. What are you seeing? In other words, are you encouraged with how things are progressing?
I couldn't be more optimistic about it. I'm so proud of the work of the Roundtable, what they've done, the diverse perspectives that come together, challenge one another. The trust that's been built there between the different value chain sectors. We don't always see eye to eye, but that's why it's diverse perspectives, and that's what makes the work even better, is that creative tension. So publishing the U.S. Beef Industry Sustainability Framework and all the content that's got and resources that's got for restaurants and every sector of the value chain is so important. And then just recognizing the complexity of the agricultural system, and that there's no silver bullet, there's no single one solution, and that's why frameworks and tools that have that kind of flexibility are so important.
When you look at that framework report, how do you see it playing out?
I think there's still a lot to be seen there in terms of how it's going to play out, and I think that that's the value of the framework, is it provides a lot of opportunity for innovation. One thing that the U.S. Roundtable has done is that it's got the recognition framework that kind of provides an opportunity to benchmark and validate that companies involved are aligned with the framework. So that's one way that can kind of invite participation with it. We're creating self-assessment tools. We recognize projects that are aligned. So there's a lot of innovation going on throughout the whole beef value chain. And we're trying to figure out how do we continue to encourage all of that.
I'm sure you've kind of noticed in some of the conversations and maybe some of the things you've read out across the cattle industry that there are folks out there that say, I don't know if we want to really get involved with somebody like McDonald's in this type of an effort. Are they going to tell us what to do? Is that what the roundtable is about?
The roundtable is about continuous improvement, and it's about collaboration and working together at 100%. And it's at the end of the day, if a solution, it's about becoming a better beef industry, just like we're working on becoming a better McDonald's for our customers and making sure that overall we're evolving and responding to the customer needs and responding to what they're asking for and meeting those customers' needs at the end of the day. That's what it's about. It's about being better businesses.
Director for Sustainability for North America for McDonald's, Townsend Bailey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the first big sale of 2020 for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Bell Ringer 33, broadcast live from Denver, January 8th and 9th. It'll be on Dish Network 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickBid.com at 8 a.m. Central Time, both mornings. 86,800 head to be offered, 30,000 yearling steers, 18,200 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.